you can make. Visit UpCountryFiber.com to sign up today. UpCountry Fiber, an official partner of Clemson Athletics. Tough, again, it's a tough scene for the Tigers here today, just 44 points offensively. And you talked about it, not having Damira Hines, maybe not so much for post presence, although why the heck not? The Tigers couldn't score in the paint either. But the ability to get people free, the Tigers certainly missed that today.
Yeah, definitely missed that. And it was, the unfortunate reality for this Clemson team of just having the lid on the basket and really going stagnant at times offensively throughout the course of the game.
And no doubt about it. And head coach Sean Poppe is going to join us here. Courtside, the Tigers fall today 53-44. The final score. And, Coach, I know a frustrating day for you guys offensively. What did you think was missing for your team today that could have made up the margin?
Yeah, no credit to Carolina. They did a heck of a job and kept us in front. Our two lead guards just really struggled, candidly. And they've had really good years, and tonight they struggled. Me and Rachel really, really struggled, and that's a big piece. While we don't have an interior threat with D missing, we did everything east and west for 40 minutes, and they made it hard on us. I thought we fought and competed and gave ourselves a chance, but offensively we just didn't quite show up. But a lot of that's credit to Carolina. They're really good defensively, disciplined. We knew it coming in. Again, your hands are just kind of tied because you're asking a lot of Raven Thompson, and obviously she struggled to finish at times. But ultimately, it's just top 25 road game, and they're good. I think we're good too, and we got to find a way to be able to score against some of the elite teams. It's kind of been a common theme against really solid defensive teams, and we just can never find a rhythm. So we'll head home, and we got a big one on Sunday.
And to your point, it kind of felt like you missed D as a screener, and with ceiling in the inside, the slot drives, it felt like North Carolina did a really good job of staying gap sound on the guards throughout the course of the game.
And we knew they were going to be gap sound. I think that there was a little bit of a wrinkle with switching some ball screen stuff. When you don't have an interior threat, switching ain't doing nothing. But I thought we just didn't handle when they did switch. Get it out of your hands, get it back, and now you go downhill. We kept re-screening and just let some re-switch back. Like, it just some simple things that really made the game very, very hard to get paint touches. You got to have a little bit of both, right? You got to be able to get that thing in the path, whether it be off the bounce or throwing it inside to give you a threat. And we didn't have either tonight.
You held them to 53. I know they shot it from a higher percentage in the second half, but even in the fourth quarter, you guys were struggling, but you were right in there 1-2 scores because you kept getting stops. And I know your kids, that could be the first thing to go when you're not scoring, so I know you got to be pleased with that.
Yeah, until down the stretch, a couple execution scout things, in this game, that gets magnified. A simple little back screen, give them a lay, just some of those things. So we did a really good job, but in these games, you got to do a really, really good job, especially when your offense is looking the way it did for us.
Coach Poppe, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
As always, go Tigers.
All right, that's head coach Sean Poppe. Our postgame chat brought to you by UpCountry Fiber, official partner Clemson Athletics. Tigers fall tonight in Chapel Hill 53-44. Be back for more after this here on the Clemson Athletic Network.